Hi there. Come in. Get comfortable. Close your eyes if you like. Let your body rest. Tonight, let's go back to the green hills of Scotland in the late 1200s. It's a time of castles and kings, but also uncertainty and ambition. Tonight, we'll talk about the First War of Scottish Independence, the war that gave rise to William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, and the long, quiet struggle of a small kingdom trying to stay free from a much larger one. It begins in 1286, when Scotland's king, Alexander III, died unexpectedly. After falling from a horse on a stormy night, he left no adult heirs, only a little granddaughter, Margaret, the Maid of Norway. She was just 3 years old. Before she could be crowned, Margaret died on the journey to Scotland, and with her death, the throne was left empty. No clear king, just 13 powerful nobles, all claiming they had a right to rule. To avoid civil war, they asked someone to help them choose. Someone they thought might be neutral. They turned to England's king, Edward I. That would prove to be a mistake. Edward I was not a man who passed up power. He agreed to help choose a king for Scotland, but only if the Scots acknowledged him as their overlord. Reluctantly, some Scottish nobles agreed, and in 1292, Edward chose John Balliol as king. But Balliol wasn't truly in charge. Edward pulled the strings from England, summoning Balliol to court, overruling Scottish decisions, and treating the kingdom more like a colony. The Scots grew resentful. In 1295, Balliol tried to break free. He made an alliance with France, England's old enemy. Edward responded with force. He invaded in 1296, just 1 year later. He took castles, sacked towns, and stripped Balliol of his crown. Scotland was left leaderless again, but not for long. Out of the silence came resistance. In 1297, a lesser noble named William Wallace took up arms. His story is a mix of legend and truth, but we know he led a growing rebellion. Alongside another noble, Andrew Moray, Wallace led Scottish forces at the Battle of Stirling Bridge. There, in a narrow crossing above the River Forth, the Scots defeated a much larger English army. It was a turning point, and it made Wallace famous. For a brief time, he was named Guardian of Scotland, acting ruler in Balliol's absence. But his success would not last forever. In 1298, Edward invaded again, this time with heavy cavalry, long bowmen, and a powerful army. At Falkirk, Wallace was defeated. He went into hiding, while Edward slowly reestablished control. Wallace was captured in 1305 and executed in London, hung, drawn, and quartered. A brutal end. But his name would live on. After Wallace, another man stepped forward, Robert the Bruce. He was a noble with a strong claim to the throne, and for years he had played both sides. Now he made his choice. In 1306, Bruce killed a rival in church, a terrible act, but one that cleared his path. Soon after, he crowned himself King of Scots. Edward saw it as rebellion. He sent his armies north again, but Bruce disappeared. He hid in the hills and the islands and the woods. For nearly a year, he had nothing. No army, no stronghold, just belief. Then, piece by piece, Bruce began to win. Small battles, surprise raids, guerrilla warfare. He avoided open war. He struck fast, and he built trust. By 1307, Edward I died. His last wish was to have his bones carried into Scotland. But his son, Edward II, wasn't the same kind of king as his father. Bruce kept gaining ground, castle by castle, town by town. The war wasn't over. Not yet. But by 1314, Bruce would face the English again at a place called Bannockburn. That story belongs to the next chapter. But for now, the First War of Independence was well underway. So tonight, we've met a few of the names: Alexander, Balliol, Wallace, Bruce. But what really mattered was the feeling behind it all. A small nation, tired of being told who could rule it. A people who didn't always agree, but who knew when to stand up and say, no more. The First War of Scottish Independence wasn't clean. It wasn't quick. But it was the beginning of a story that would echo for centuries. Rest easy now. You're safe, and the past can wait until morning. Good night.